Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Welcome to another episode of Two Niner Rider. And on this episode, we're going to talk about my favorite topic.
Bike.
Motorcycles. But specifically, what my new bike is.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Let me rephrase that. What my next bike will be.
May video pala to.
Ay, meron pala. All right, so, Buck, anong tingin mo? So, okay. Little background. It's been a year and a half, a little over a year and a half since I bought my 790 Adventure. I love it. I've brought it all over the Philippines, the Visayas, Cebu, Ormoc, Leyte. I've ridden, you know, in Luzon, and it was my dream bike.
Yes.
Made in the Philippines, sub 1 liter, because I don't think I want a 1 liter bike anymore. Light, nimble, the 790 KTM Adventure R is an incredibly capable bike.
Yes.
And you have the exact same bike.
Yes.
So it just so happened that there was an opportunity. I got a bit of cash in hand. I'm selling my XADV also and my 790 because they're a bit redundant.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
So what should my next bike be, Buck?
Ano yung sinasabi mong magandang opportunity na yan?
Well, okay, let's just say that if you, both my bikes, I could probably sell them for about 1.2M, right?
Yep.
I could add a little bit of money. I can take away a little bit of money. And but basically, I've got some cash coming in. And now I'm looking at the bikes that are available. And ang daming magandang motor. It could be... I'm selling two bikes, right? So maybe I could get two bikes. Doesn't necessarily have to be one bike. Pero ako feeling ko dahil sa maintenance, parang gusto ko ng isang bike na talagang big bike pang mahabang biyahe, yung ganon.
At saka para hindi ka na rin malito kung ano yung gagamitin mo.
At saka, ang laki ng ginagastos ko sa rehistro eh. Magkano magparehistro ng motor?
Ano, nasa 3,500, 4,000.
Eh, di ba may data yung ano, yung LTO na parang 70% ng mga motor hindi rehistro.
Oh.
Ganun din ako. Kasi parang dalawa o tatlo lang yung motor ko nakarehistro. Yung iba parang, ay, sige, gamitin ko, papare-rehistro. So, makakatipid tayo. Oh, wait. Pero, okay, let's talk about yung garage ko muna. Most of the time, like today, Buck, pareho kami naka-e-bike.
Yes.
Naka-e-scooter. Yun ang parang pang-araw-araw ko. Simply because it's a lot more convenient, it's light, hindi nakakapagod. Yun ang pang-commute namin. I also have your Helix.
250.
The Helix is great because kung nagde-date kami ni Mrs., ni Grace, may trunk, comfortable. I mean, she can sleep on that bike. That bike is a lazy boy on wheels. And ang porma niya, di ba?
Napapagkama lang jet ski yun, di ba?
Akala nila kaya, pwede sa ilog. And then I have a couple of bikes that I'm keeping just like Kuya Kim style, pero not Kuya Kim level, na parang curated collection.
One, Honda Cub.
Yung Honda Cub. Hindi ko ibibenta yun, pero ang ganda talaga. And then yung Vespa. Kasi that I've done a lot of things. Nag-cannonball ako with a Vespa.
Tsaka art ni Teody yun.
Oo.
Kratos custom.
Hindi na gumagawa si Teody eh. So, and never siya, he only did one scooter. And that was it. After that, ayaw na niya. So, syempre, may sentimental value sa akin yun. So, and then, of course, we've got the electric enduro off-road bikes that we play around with. But they're very specific. Those are really more for off-roading. So, I need a bike na pang long ride. Diba? Yung pang, hindi lang long ride, yung pang takay-tay-takay-tay. Pang, we're going to La Union. Magmamoto camping tayo, or if I go to Sagada, if I go to wherever, I need a bike for that purpose.
So speaking of moto camping, syempre di mo maiiwasan dyan, meron off-road na section.
Mm.
Alam ka naman mag-camping ka sa parking lot na sementado.
Okay, so that's the other parameter. The bike needs to be a dual sport adventure bike. My stomach is huge. Hindi ako pwede sa sport bike. Hindi. I like comfort, obviously. So, ayaw ko ng naked na bike. Right? Gusto ko may fairing. I want a windscreen. I want... So, adventure bike is the way to go.
Aha. Lalo na ngayon, ang daming adventure bike na lumalabas.
Grabe.
Ang dami. Parang Monday... Parang invited tayo sa Royal Enfield. Meron din sila ilalabas.
The new Himalayan is totally redesigned. It's lighter. It's more powerful. And that is an incredible... I mean, from a comfort perspective, you used a Scram or was it a Hima?
Scram. Scram 411 ba tawag nun?
Oh, and they're related. Kumusta yung experience? And you use that where?
Sa Himalayas. There's nothing better to use Himalayan
than a Scram.
Other than in Himalayas.
So you used that in its natural terrain. How did you find it?
Ilang days yun. Parang 7 days of riding. Never sumakit yung puwet ko.
Ganyan yung gusto ko.
Ang weird. Parang never ako nakasakay ng motor na ganun yung seat. May magic dun sa upuan na yun. Ang ganda.
So, but it's not a performance machine, obviously. Yeah. It's a machine that you sit on and then you can just keep on riding. No?
On and on and on and on.
And on and on, right? Pero hindi ka hahataw talaga.
Hindi ka madi-DQ doon.
Hindi ka madi-DQ doon. Hindi ka hahataw doon. And from a personality perspective, parang ka-vibes ko yata yung Hima, di ba?
Pero,
mabigat ako.
Baka, mahirapan yung Hima sa'yo.
Okay, so, talking about the Hima, ano yung displacement niya? 400?
450.
In that category, you also have the KTM Adventure 390. Which is a bit more aggressively tuned.
But medyo maliit yata sa'yo yun.
What does that mean? Does it
yung size.
Oh.
Kasi parang
gumagamit
ako
ng scooter. Gumagamit ako ng Honda Cub.
Pero kung gagamitin mo kasi siya sa long ride, malaking difference ang size ng bike. Kasi, like ako, yung recently, gumamit ako ng Scrambler. Na 400cc.
Oh, medyo, sa FJ.
Medyo
FJ.
Masikip ako doon. Medyo maliit yung size nun. Kaya naman, 3 days. 3 days, whole day ka nagra-ride. Pero mararamdaman mo talaga na hindi ka kasya doon.
Okay. So, I know what you mean. I used to have a Fino. Yun ang pang-araw-araw ko dati.
Kasi parang, okay, gumagamit ka ng Fino, pupunta ka ng dito sa studio natin, like Cubao to Tendesitas, couple of kilometers. Pero parts, araw-arawin mo siya, pupunta ka ng Laguna.
Yeah.
Medyo malabo yun.
Then binabackride ko pa si Chris sa Fino. So, tipong, pag nagagas ako, bibilang ka ng 2 seconds bago arangkada. No, but na yung sa Fino, and then I had a Kimco, like, parang nakatuck in yung legs ko doon. Hindi komportable ako.
Yes.
Pero noon, bumili ako ng Vespa, yung LX150, iba naman yung tayo doon. Mas may space.
Yes.
Even though there's similar displacements.
Pero, mas malaki yung body
mas malaki
ng Vespa.
And then, may legroom ka. Hindi ka nakatuck in sa loob ng motor.
Saka medyo mas mataas ang upuan nun.
So, I've tried the Duke 390 and I get what you're saying. It feels small. It feels... So, it has nothing to do with how
it's
people...
It's not the displacement eh.
Oo.
It's the ergonomics of
it's the ergonomics. It's the ergonomics. Okay, so out yung 400cc. Unless it's like a maxi scoot. Diba? okay, so out yung 400cc. So let's step up then. What?
You don't want a liter bike. So
I had a...
Bakit? Yung pala yung tanong, bakit? Kasi, okay, lahat gustong bumili ng bagong motor. May pambili ka. Pag nabenta mo yung dalawang bike mo, 1.2-ish, parang, di ba, ang iisipin mo kagad, kukuha ako ng 1300, kukuha ako ng 1290, kukuha ako ng yung racket na 2.5.
But ayaw ko ng litter bike.
Bakit?
Because I've had several litter bikes. And ginagamit ko araw-araw yon. Kasi syempre, nag-umpisa ako sa scooter, then bumili ako ng 400cc, then from 400, bumili ako ng 650, then from 650, bumili ako ng 1200. Yung pinakamalaking displacement na motor ko was the GS, right? And araw-araw ko ginagamit yon. Day in, day out. And feeling ko, okay. Ang okay lang sa traffic. Pero sa totoo lang, yabang lang yun. Okay, kasi ang pogi ko doon sa 1200 GS, di ba? And then nasunog yung clutch. Yung clutch na 70,000 pesos. Sabi ko, bili na lang ako ng Fino. Kasi presyo ng Fino eh. So... No, but then also, when I started using the Fino, so may Fino ako, may GS ako, araw-araw, like, dito na lang ako sa maliit, dito na lang ako sa maliit. And then, I think I got the 990. The one that's with you now. No, I got a Husqvarna 650, then I got the 990 after that. Yung 650 Husqvarna, okay lang. I like that bike. Pero, bitin ako. Medyo bitin ako sa 650. The TR650, ah.
Yeah.
Medyo bitin ako sa... it's a great bike. But, and then support was disappearing kasi orphan bike siya. So I got the 990. Nasobrahan naman ako. Pero yung gaan ng 990, sabi ko, ito na yung sagad. Malayo yung balance, malayo yung gaan. And nawawala yung pagod of carrying a big bike. And it's mostly the pagod of riding it in traffic, riding it slow. And hindi mo maiwasan yan sa Pilipinas. The 990 was awesome, but it was just too much bike for me, which is why it's now with you. After the 990, honestly, happy ako with the 650 to under 990 displacement area. Yung weight, kayang-kaya ko. Kahit pagod ako, okay lang. Yung GS, there was one time I did 13 hours of riding. Sa sobrang pagod ko, nakalimutan ko ibaba yung side stand.
Aray.
I mean, and then when it fell, nakatingin lang ako sa kanya na parang, oh my God. Like, alam mo yun? Pero kung nangyari yun sa 790 adventure ko, hindi siya okay issue. Parang magmumura ako. Pero... hindi katulad ng litter bike pag nahulog. Parang iyak na ka na nun eh. So it's really the weight. And also our roads, I don't think... our roads need litter bikes. If you're gonna be touring, I think it's overkill. I think in other countries like the US, where you have massive highways...
Open roads,
then it makes sense. But... personally, I think it's for my type of riding, my weight, my type of riding, sub-litter bikes are the way to go. So we now know na out yung 400.
Yes.
So we're looking at about 650cc and above. Yung XADV, great bike. Parang yung power non, a little bit more, I could, it's cool. But I'm happy in that range.
So... na-trim down na natin yung mga hinahanap na natin. Pwede tayo mag Aprilia Touareg 660.
Have I had an Aprilia? I've never had an Aprilia. Kasama ba sa Moto Guzzi family yun?
Hindi yata.
Hindi, separate company.
Pero si Mike ang nagbebenta. Pareho.
Yeah, okay. So, the Aprilia... honestly, I think it's a great bike.
Magaan, ah?
It's light. Yung issue ko lang with the Aprilia is it's a bit too exotic for me. Diba? It's something that is a collection piece. It's something na...
Bakit di mo ko matras?
Why won't he just listen?
What am I doing wrong? I don't know what to do.
Ano ba tayo?
Man, relationships these days seem very hard to come by, right? Everyone seems to be dealing with their own ish. They want commitment, and yet they push their partner away. They know what they need to feel loved, but they don't want to seem like they're asking for too much. You know, the usual stuff. I know. Relationships are hard, but it doesn't mean they can't get any better. I'm Nikki Porter, your relationship coach and host of Nuggets of Nikki. The path to better fulfilling relationships is tough and uncomfortable, but if it means to have the kind of connection and intimacy that allows you and your partner to thrive, even in the midst of hardship, then isn't that worth the trip? Don't wait until your favorite person becomes a stranger to realize that, yeah, you could have handled that so much better. Catch the episodes of Nuggets of Nikki, a podcast that shares bite-sized insights from relationship coach Nikki Porter. That's me!
It's not a bike that has massive reach. Parang pag bumili ka ng iPhone, alam mo kahit anong tiyangge, pwede mo ipa-repair yung iPhone. Diba? Kasi may piyesa siya. Parang ganun. So, it is one of those that if you want to be different, you want to be unique, you want to go on an adventure and, uy, anong bike na yan? Diba? Then that's... So,
meron tayong, kung hinahanap mo is madaling ma-repair, meron tayong Yamaha T7.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Pero since ayaw mo ng litter bike dahil mabigat, baka mas umiyak ka dun sa T7.
Bakit?
Sobrang bigat. Top
yung
Tenere? Oo. Top so, heavy yun.
Here's my thing. I love the XADV. I love Japanese motorcycles.
Yes.
The old ones. But the new ones, walang kaamor-amor sa akin. Because they're just so great. Yung parang, wala ka na masabi eh. Yun ang, so the T7, yeah, if it's top heavy, it's one of those bikes, if you drop it, and you're gonna go off-road on a T7. If you have a T7 and you don't go off-road, buti na nga, nadala mo si Gino Rufino off-road eh.
si Mark may kasal.
Buti na dala niyo si Gino na off-road, di ba? At least nakatikim ng putik
yung... At bumalik! Hindi na dala.
So, at you know, that's what it's for, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the T7, it doesn't excite me. That's the other thing. You need... The bike needs to tickle your balls a little bit, right? It needs to fucking keep them off. Oh, fuck. You're so sexy, diba?
Sorry, so, Gino, ah.
So, sexy si Gino, pero the T7 na so.
Ano pa ba? Mga 700, ano? Oh! Since familiar ka rin lang naman sa platform ng 790, bakit hindi yung kapatid niya na Nordic?
Well, there's also the 890.
Well, meron din.
But it's too similar. It's basically the same bike, pero Euro, parang yung Euro rating yung mga ganon-ganon, di ba?
Pero ito medyo exotic ang dating. Medyo IKEA ang dating. Yung Norden, ano yun?
901. That bike is beautiful.
Diba?
That bike is based on the platform of my 790, which gamay na gamay ko na.
Diba 890 yung...
Well, I mean, the 790 and the 890 have similar engines, right?
Yeah.
It's based on that platform.
Pero, yung unang-unang Norden sa Pilipinas, yung kay Artan ba yun?
Oo. Pinalipad pa yata dito eh.
Oo. So, di ba tinignan natin yung dati nag-gaya sila mag-breakfast?
Mm.
Yung upuan niya, malapad.
Okay. The 790 stock seat, hindi ko gusto. But luckily, Vince upgraded it to the comfort seat.
Yun yung gamit mo yan?
Yun ang gamit ko. Yung sa'yo, okay. Yung stock seat.
Okay.
Mas comfortable talaga yung stock seat. Malayo. Pero, yung Norden... mas malapad. Lapad mas masarap.
Akala mo Harley.
Yeah. Ang so I think the Norden just it's an exciting bike. And one of the reasons I wanted the 790, why that was my dream bike.
Dahil sa Norden.
No, dahil gawa sa Pilipinas.
Ah, yung Norden.
Gawa rin sa Pilipinas.
Oh, yun.
So, and then there's a limited edition Norden. Ah, yung mga gawa dito, may parang yung Husqvarna logo. Ginawa nila parang Philippine flag inspired.
Mm,
ang ganda nun. Ang
ganda nakita,
nun.
Hindi ko pa nakita. Pero, speaking of parang Harley ang upuan, hindi mo type yung, ano yung ano? Di ba may adventure bike yung Harley?
So, oh, it's over 1 liter.
1 liter yun.
Oo. Oh.
Pero ano, anong pangalan nun?
It's not, is it American?
Trans-American?
Or
no.
Google natin para hindi tayo mukhang tanga.
Pero ayaw mo nun. Dahil liter bike.
I've had a Harley. The Harleys I've had are cruisers. And they're more for looking at than riding. But this is a new... The new Harley adventure bike is actually quite interesting. But the other challenge with that, it's first gen, right?
Pan-America.
Pan-America.
Harley-Davidson Pan-America.
1250.
America! Fuck yeah!
No, the Pan-America is interesting. It's got a lot of really cool tech, like hydraulic suspension.
Ay, talaga?
Pag huminto ka, bababa siya.
Damn.
That's why if you're a little shorter, it's a great bike. Why don't I like it? Why wouldn't I get it? Because it's 1250. It's a 1250. Malaki masyado.
Speaking of technology, okay. So alam naman natin ang GS. May mga ano yan? May mga
rider aids.
Rider aids, yung mga suspension adjustment. Ano ba yung tawag nila sa ganun? And nagsa-self-adjust.
Oo.
Meron di ba yung GS 850?
Yes. Yes.
Di ba? Na naka-21 yung harap.
The GS 850 Adventure is a nice bike. And there are some incredible deals now with BMW for it.
Ooh.
You know what?
Napaisip ka tuloy.
No, the GS 850 Adventure is a great bike, I think. My only issue is I've had so many BMWs. Like, I've had 3650 Dakars. No, 3650s, the GS.
Dakar yung isa.
Dakar was the last one. Parang, I've been there. I've done that. I mean, it's definitely an option.
Been there, been that.
Oo. I've had a ton of BMWs. Wala akong masabi when it comes to like the support and the craftsmanship. Yeah, na-try ko na yan eh. And it's a natural evolution of the GS I had and the 3650s I have. Yes, actually, yes. I still have a 650. The yellow one.
Ooh.
Oh, binibenta yata ng 100,000.
Kasi, oh, kung sinong may gusto, ano, message nyo kami.
as is. Though, yeah, that is an option, the 850. But yeah, again, because I've owned several BMWs, I'm more, parang, yeah, pero it doesn't tickle my balls, right?
Eto. Kung di pa matikal balls mo rito, ah. Kung pag-uusapan rin lang naman natin ang libog, walang ibang bike na nakakalibog talaga. Bakit hindi Ducati?
Okay, so I've always...
Naalala ko for some time early this year, excited na excited ka nandun sa Desert X na puti na pinasok ni Toti. Pinuntahan pa natin sa showroom para kulitin na pahiraming ka.
Yes. Okay. I've always admired Ducatis. But they've always been too poggy. You know what I mean? Like, you got to look like Miguel Bichara. Right? Yung parang dapat medyo tisoy, nakaplansya yung damit mo, mukhang bagong ligo all the time. Alam mo yun, dapat...
Tapos dapat suot mo rin yung undershirt ni Miguel.
Oo, dapat medyo may abs ka. Yung yun, Gino Rufino is
oh,
like...
Oh, Ducatista nga pala yun.
How I imagine you should look like if you're a Ducati rider. I am obviously not that. And I like bikes that look good dirty.
Look good dirty.
Diba? Yung... So, that's why the Scrambler I never really got into because it's one of those pretty bikes also. Dapat medyo... It's not made for, you know, rough stuff. Diba?
Okay.
It's a beautiful bike. It's a greatly it's a great design. Very classic. But then... when they released the Desert X, nung nakita ko malinis sa showroom, sabi ko, mas sexy to pag may putik.
Diba?
Oh, and it's such a classic design, right? It's a great balance of technology and the lack of technology.
Quote and quote nga, sabi ni, ano, diba? Sabi ni Paulo Ortanias. Similar siya ng... geometry sa 990.
And the 990 is a great bike. Pero Buck, what scared me, I love the 990, but my wife did not like riding that 990 because it was just too torquey. And everything that you needed to do to adjust it was all like analog. Yeah. Diba? The Desert X doesn't have that problem. The Desert X
may mga modes na yun.
May ride modes. Like, you can do it. You can pop it into city mode.
Yes, urban.
Urban.
Tapos may ano yun, Sport Evo.
Ano yung Sport Evo?
Sport Evolution.
Max naman.
Max.
So I think the Desert X, it might be the bike.
Tsaka ang maganda sa ano sa mode system ng Ducati. Every mode pwede mong galawin yung parameters. So kung magdadagdag ka ng yung ABS mo medyo off-road-ish type or road type, yung traction control mo may mga levels, magagalaw mo.
I have a question, Buck. You have a 790 and you've ridden the Desert X. What are the differences? What are the similarities?
Okay. 790 medyo bastusan eh.
Huh.
Parang gagamitin mo siya super wide open. High torque. Mabilis mag 0 to 60. Which is, ganun din naman yung Desert X. Pero yung Desert X kasi, alam mo yung merong elegance pagdating sa kalye.
Mas civilized siya konti.
Mas civilizado siya.
Yung KTM, ano talaga?
Bastusan hooligan talaga yun eh.
Hooligan yun eh. And the 790, I had a 690. Okay. Yun ang bastos. yung tito niya na 690, sobrang bastos. Medyo mabait na yung 790, ah.
Yes.
And that's surprising coming from a Ducati, no?
Alam mo yung taong kagalang-galang pero bastos din? Ganun siya.
Parang tayo yun, ah.
Ganun ba yun?
Oo.
Alam ko, bastos lang ako.
parang ako yun. The other...
Ano pa ba mga sub-liter na ano?
I think those are the ones that I've been looking at. Well,
Transalp. Medyo nakakita ako ng mga Transalp nung last FJ Moto. Parang, mura.
Pero 500cc yan, di ba?
Or hindi, 750
yan. 750 rin. And it's the same platform as my XADV,
yes.
I think.
Pero manual.
Meron na ako nun eh. Di ba? Parang galing
tickle balls.
Oo. I've never had... I've never had a Ducati. The Desert
Talaga? X
is the first Ducati that, actually before, the Hypermotard. The Hypermotard.
Okay.
I was like,
maganda
yun. Oh, na parang masaya to pang araw-araw. Hindi siya pang long ride.
Yan yung era ng ano eh, era ng mga nuda.
Oo.
Parang, shit, sarap nito.
And then, it's a sport bike that is comfortable for fat people.
Kasi nakatayo.
But yeah.
Speaking of sport bike na, hindi, motard, na nakatayo, magpapasok na yata itong fourth quarter yung ano, yung Ducati na 525 ba tawag na laro? Double check ko sa internet. Meron sila eh. May ilalabas sila.
They're releasing a new single. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
That is, but again, that is not a long ride bike,
hindi siya
right? It is a city bike. And when it comes to the city, I'm electric all the way.
Hypermotard.
Yep.
6'9", ano yun? 6'9", 8", mono. Yun na yung mga ano natin. Norden, DX. Ano pa yung isa natin? May isa pa ba tayong nagustuhan?
Wala.
Honda hindi
wala. It's really the Norden and the Desert X. Yung Norden, pwede ba malagyan ng top case? Pangit tignan. Ay yung ano, yung DX, pwede ba lagyan ng top case?
Oo.
Talaga?
Mas classic itsura nun.
Kapag may top case,
ooh,
parang masisira yung linya eh. Ang sexy niya eh.
Hindi naman.
Yung Norden, parang bagay eh. Diba? May top case.
Top case ang sinasabi mo. Oo. Ibig sabihin yung box.
Oo.
Hindi, mas bagay sa Ducati yung soft.
Soft pack.
Soft na bag, tatali mo sa likod.
And then soft saddlebags.
Yes.
Soft panniers.
So yung ano, tama, yung Norden, mas pwede mo lagyan ng box.
Mm-mm.
Na kung mag... kakamping ka, siya na rin yung lamesa mo or upuan.
Oo. Huh. So that's it. It's either the Norden or the Desert X. I think that those will be one. I can only afford one. I have to sell both bikes for one. So what do you guys think? Should I sell my 790 Adventure R KTM and my Honda XADV? To get either a Norden or 901 or
a DX,
a Ducati Desert X. Hindi ako makakatulog tonight.
Yare.
All right. So, thank you everyone.
Ano, pa-deliver na natin bukas.
Actually, I've borrowed the Desert X.
Nakahiram ka na ba ng Norden?
Hindi pa ako nakahiram ng Norden. Pero, because it's so similar to my 790.
Duda ko hindi. Kasi yung upuan iba eh.
Yeah, but I mean, it can only be better than my 790.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It can only be more comfortable. It can only be more civilized. It can only be more touring, turista friendly.
Yes.
So, hindi ko kailangan i-try eh. Diba? Nakaupo na ako doon eh.
Sa tingin mo, pag Norden ang hawak mo compared sa Desert X, saan mas maraming magsasabi sa'yo na, bomba boss, bomba!
Sa 790. Sa 790. Alright. And yeah, guys, please comment. Help me make this decision. Should I sell my two bikes for either a Norden 901 Husqvarna or a Desert X DX Ducati. And that was 29er Rider. And catch us next week with Buck, and hopefully Mackie will join us this time.
Bye-bye.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.